c'est clairement c'est frère. שנפט בשר לא אחו ויחגר יפן הפייד ובבק הזך מה שבשבי יוכל חבר עולה והספר לו they didn't have any toilets so if a person is going to be used in Tzarach on the field they should try to do it in a way that he should he shouldn't be exposed to the whole community so yes you can hear about how is the Korean salut chalkatz for his mida shalom yinahtet shinahak karkashtam A person has to be practice healthy practices when he goes to the bathroom. Okay. Whatever the doctors recommend. That's a Gemara. They didn't have toilet paper in the days of the Gemara. He's going to get the tzoya all over his fingers. So the right hand, usually, when a person talks in learning, usually he moves his right hand. I think that's the reason why. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Yud Zayin. Why you shouldn't do the argument? Then she kosher about tefillin on zroah hasmala. About time in macherim ayin be gemara. I thought the Gemara says shemara tamei Torah. I thought you, when you talk in learning, you weigh my tefillin. There's a bel kanef beetz b'hayimani. She korach olav haretzua because rachayim ito yad she korach yana v'osu b'smal bel kanef b'smal di day shu. Yemin kolod because of this much I'm not supposed to be in a leipa I'm there Allah okay that's a shy whether this thing applies this man is that because we have toilet paper so the tzaya is not going to get on their fingers years ago they didn't have toilet paper they had they used pebbles so their fingers would be all dirty some of the latest farm I thought and that today this whole diet this agamara this whole idea doesn't apply. So what's if you're out there, you can't eat the cheres, take shoffen. Okay, you use toilet paper. Okay, well, I'm a son of a nation, so we have to go show the show that boy, she knew about that time of question. You have to be careful for whatever the doctors recommend. But the doctors in different generations, based on the circumstances, recommend different things. Well, I'm a son of a nation, so we have to go show the boy, she knew about that use the pebble that someone else used before you. So what's mean? Maybe they date tachtonias ones that may catch a sickness that he has, may be contagious. What's in your test? Avim kinachu atzma bo oshe yovish oshe kinach mitzaracher leislam. Okay. You use toilet paper, right? Achshem shebati kisol shalom einim basade nolu kanech tachez nolu kanech dom shavu shalabo beinam masin shampuk chasiyam adibah. Look, he says from the days of the Gemara till the 1500s, it's not 1500. Chidushi Agoda. Who's Chidushi Agoda? Who's the Chidushi Agoda? Chidushi Agoda usually is the Maharsha, but the Ramah can't quote the Maharsha. I'm always before the Maharsha.
I mean, mine it says Aguda.
Oh, Chidushi Aguda. Ah, Aguda was the issue. Oh, okay. Yeah, they have him. Supposed to probably be Aguda here. Oh, it does say Aguda. It doesn't have a love. Okay, so the Aguda was, I think, a Talmud of the Rosh. So already in the days of the Rosh, they realized that whatever the Gemara says about the health things, you have to consult the doctors of your generation. Okay. What does he say? Yifana bitzniyas balayla kemo bayom. Even though at nighttime no one can see you, but the Gemara says that's an Indian, it's Nias. You should be careful about that, just like you would be careful in the daytime, people can see you. But at nighttime, you should be Machik also, they say. That's Chabes, a long Mishnah Bura. But it's a loy, Mishnah, loy galatzma yosemi bayom. Loy galatzma chiyeshu, ke hagab, and the kid of one of his bach, Hashaykh al Koro, Hashaykh al Lein Tzach, the Yisrachi. Okay. What is Yud Gimel? Lo yashtem ve'umad. One, nitzotzes hanitzim al raglov. In lo sheyamad b'mokam gavoy, sheyashtem etal chofa tichuach. What's wrong if nitzotzes nitzim al raglov? Chav Gimel. Let's see. V'yomru shehu krushovcha she'en mei mei raglov mekal chemer lo shosem krushovcha edem oylu v'yomru almanu she'enim shalom. They'll think that his wife must have had an affair with someone else because he's not Roy Lahoyle. Okay. Okay. There used to be a rabbi in Rochester, New York, I think, Rabbi Yalov. He was a rabbi under the communists in Russia, I think. Cheska Abramsky also, Rabbi Zevin, they were rabbonim under Rabbi Shafash, they were rabbis under the communists. So this Rabbi Yalov has a, had a, he died a long time ago, has a daughter-in-law who got a Nobel Award with her shaker for medicine. She was Dr. Yalov. A few of them have shaker. A few of the women who got the Nobel Awards have shaker. The representation of Jews in Nobel Awards, the Jews are less than 1%, I think less than 0.25% of the world population. They have over 22% of the Nobel Awards. Must be a good explanation for that. And the percentage of religious Jews who got Nobel Awards is higher than the percentage of religious Jews among the Jewish community. Must be something there. So this Rabbi Yalov was a very learned person. He put out a little sefer. He had a grandson who went to Yeshiva many years ago. So he once told me that he said it the Tmimis, that someone told him that Rav Soloveitchik, the best shiur were on brachas, and which was the best shiur on brachas on the sugya of Beis HaKise. I don't think Rav Soloveitchik said any shiur on Beis HaKise. Maybe the best shiur were on brachas, that could be, but it wasn't that was a joke, that part was a joke. That the best shiur were on Kise. Yeah. Let's see. What's your dalit? Yizor shelo yechaz ba'omba v'yashkinem lo mi ha'torah u'lamatna shemotzi shech mazal v'atolam. When a person holds on to his eva hazakru so he can cause ha'itzor zera l'atolam. He's not allowed to do that. Elam kein hu nosif. He's married, so he's not going to get so excited. V'yidus chasir yizor afilu ha'nosui. Also, one is married should not hold on to his eva. Afil mishen nos mutu b'sayeh b'beitzim to hold on the bottom. Okay, lohuta the nosi lechaz b'om b'ala lahashkin abli schachich lo. Okay. Masha nekava avi mishon b'al tushaktsu. Yeah, the Gemara said that's not. Lohis l'shaktsu is not, she said. What's lamed alaf? B'al tushaktsu. The masha atzmo l'ktani lohi mishon b'al tushaktsu mishon lo yeh b'chokka b'akorah. Because that may cause a person to lose his ability to have children. The Gemara says some of the Amoraim used to give long shiurim, and the Talmidim would sit and listen to the shiur. They would hold in the Neiraglaim, and then they would go to the death of Adam. Because of that, they became Makorim. They weren't able to have children. So that's that's not right. Amasha Mila Hafir Chenoeva Mishum Achak Kamosa Bal Isabel Chak Mizkinek. Covered Abias got a machine called Shinta Mokum Sanoki High Gavin. Some yoda can a hated kitsum and come with the mashu. That's a Gemara. Zorim yoda can a hated kitsaya bim kaima bim mashu. Kamosha Kosa Bissim and I involved. The Tov Lichat Piatabas Bemaim Oberach. Years ago, before they had toilet paper, that's what they did, is to have a wet shmata. Wipe themselves off to make sure that there's no tzor on their body, on the outside. On the inside, there's always tzor. On the outside, there should be. So, okay. Try to be careful. Let's see what's in Tilus Nadan. Yichud Tziyad Beivaruch on the Tilus Yadayim. The Gemara says that when you wake up in the morning, you say on the Tilus Nadan. The question is why? Yishom in Gama She Yotzar. Tila Lo Yotzar Tzach Rechaim No Hagu. That's not so. This opinion is that there are two dinim in Asher Yotza. One dinim on a person is also tzarocha. Another dinim, a person wakes up in the morning and says Asher Yotza. We don't follow that opinion. I don't think we follow that opinion. Amos says, v'chein no'agu. Let's see, what does it say in the Mishnah? We're gam Asher Yotza. Adam shem deber k'nasi b'yach hadosh tzoch. Tzich amonu lehod uslo. V'niz kan b'yichus alakai neshama ala neshama. Asher Yotza v'al yitziris agul v'yesho. Taimim acherim. Ayin b'achmen kos b'imugan v'fi atam b'riach hadosha v'ya ner kol alaylo ozun anasa b'riach hadosha b'abriker in yoch levach ha'shiyatzim lo asa tzoroch v'yishamim ishtem alaylo yuchol b'ismach v'inya b'ichas ha'shiyatzar. Again, b'imhishtem b'alaylo v'yishamim b'imhishtem b'alaylo yuchol b'ismach v'inya b'ichas ha'shiyatzar ala ha'shiyatzar b'shachlis. He doesn't have to say Hashem. If I go to the bathroom 3 o'clock in the morning, So those who say, so some say you don't say Asher Yotzer, you should be lying what you're going to say later, Asher Yotzer. Tzorchin and Adina, why shouldn't you say Asher Yotzer when you will go to the bathroom? I don't understand why. Tzorchin and Adina. Gam Pam and Rabbis Yikra Shabbat and Mishtoke, all that Pam. I told us, Meran Lam, Yikra Lacha Loida, if it's Asher Yotzer, the Baker. That's a machlekes later in Shulchan Aruch. That's a person went to the bathroom and then he didn't say Asher Yotzer. Then 4 hours go by, he goes to the bathroom again. So does he say Asher Yotzer twice or only once? So the Rabbi paskens that you say twice. And nobody, and all of the achrayim disagree. Let's see, where is that? In Siman Zion. כל היום כשיוס צורך בין קטן ולבן ולברוך אשר יוצא ולא מכירוס עדיין אף אם רוצה ללמוד מספר מיד לא יום הלכון זה אית המים לא שיב שייף אית המים ויסיר קצת וחל את המים אך כך אם לך ואית המים פעם אחר וצורך ובורך בספר ממה שיוצא סיף ג' סים אין זיין סיף ג' ולמחד בסייס עשה שיוצא טוויס I think nobody passed, nobody agrees with that. Even though some of the Achrayim write that they, the Sfardish Achrayim, we follow Rabbi Yosef Kari, even if 400 Achrayim, even if 400 Achrayim will disagree with him, we follow him. But over here, they don't have 400 to disagree. They don't pass on like this. This was rejected. What does it say in the Mishnah Berurah Vav? Beis Pam Mekirim Atzin Leinyan Tfilo Shem Tov Lo Espal Shachar Espal Mechash Tain Avol Harbe Meachreinim Chol Kama Pesach Zev Esav Lishari Tfilo Shibam Bakum Korban Shaykh Bo Tashlumin השני כן באשר יוצא שביך עושה דו יוצא בהוי דו אחס על הרבה פעם let's say a person ate a sandwich and he didn't bench and half an hour he eats another sandwich so he only says one bechas hamas you don't say twice bechas hamas he says he had something and he didn't say burn the fush so after he was misir tas meeting then he has some more to eat or drink and he says burn the fush twice say one burn the fush it covers the both achilas. Here also, one Asher Yotzer covers the both times that he went to the bed. Yotzer ba'do achas al harbi pom. Kamisha ochal och shtei pomim. Vesich daite b'taim shem brach b'chas ha'mozen. Achas al shtem yesh lehokal b'sofik brachas. Not to follow the mechadish. You don't say twice Asher Yotzer. L'chadchil anoch and nizor lebrach teke v'Asher Yotzer. Ach v'ala tolz ha'mayim shem yitzar chod achal kach lehatol mayim. V'adin by nekovim gedoyim. Yeah. What does he say? That some had the practice that if they go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, they go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, they don't say Asher Yotzer, they rely on the fact that they're going to say Asher Yotzer in the morning when they wake up. So he says it's not a smart idea, because when they wake up, they may have to go to the bathroom a second time. That will be a machlokes when you say once or twice Asher Yotzer. So he says you should say it at night. He goes to the bathroom. She says, Asher Yotzer, what's the problem? There's no water. He has to wash his hand. They didn't have any water. We have a faucet. We have water all the time. They didn't always have water. I guess that's why it was a problem. Nachamah. So it says, you say, until the Sadaq. Let's see, what's the first Mishnah Berurah here? The Siman Dalet. Yesh al zeh shnei taimim. Why did he say ad until the sadaim? What is it all about? A rosh kosam. Lefi sheyadam shalod maskoni is saying. Yef she shaliga bebasam tuna balayla. Maybe he touched private parts of his body. Zeh titna chazal brocha anatila lekuya shma velekfila. Rosh kosam. I think the Rambam's opinion and the Gro had that practice. The Rambam's opinion before he davened minchah, before he davened ma'ariv also. You have to wash your hands with a cup. And say on it till it's a dime. But we don't follow that. We should wash our hands before davening mincha. But we don't say on it till it's a dime. Like the Gro was convinced that the Rambam is right. So he said. But the Rosh, I don't think. The Rosh probably only says for shachas. The spalal shema v'litvila rash. Because of the tisha v'shacha, acha hashen on a nasim kibriya chadoshim. See, chadoshim labikorim rabbam v'nasech. In the mornings, Chadoshim Babikar and Rabbi Manasseh, Sichman al Ahudis lo Yisbarach, Shibra Ono Lechbo Devushos Shmah. Although Baruch Shema. On the other side, Tikna Mishacha, Chalos Ma Baruch Shem Baruch, and Bechol Boike, Elchein, Gam the other side, Tikna Mishacha, Is Kaddish Dikushos, Vilito Yadena Menakli Kikoyim, and Kaddish Yodem Menakir Kodim Avidosim. All day long, not only Davin, all day long, Rambam says all day long, when you eat, and a person, when he goes to work, when he does business, when he plays games, whatever he does, he should make a Kiddush Hashem. He should act properly. So that's all day long. All of his activities should be should be Avodas Hashem. So he washes his hands in the morning, like the Kohen does Kiddush Adayim Raglayim before he does any Avodah. Not only for Davin, the Rosh said because of Davin, the Rosh because of Priya Chadosha, and all day long is Avodas Hashem. But what's the difference? Halacha l'maaseh, ula halacha anu tofsim b'shnei ha'taymim l'chumra b'inyan etil k'lukamon b'zeh ha'simen. He's going to explain it. V'n roi b'irach ha'matil z'adayim k'ayim ha'tfilu shuv lo yivarach ha'achar ha'tfilu l'kuli alma. Why? Because maybe the din is like the Rosh, that is the Tibbus Adayim for Kriya Shema with the Tfilah. So if you're ready davening, no, it's too late. What does it say? V'yivorech? V'miyad achar hanatir lo yivorech. V'ain tzoch lahamtem al hanigu. He says, he don't say the bracha, evil asi osam. He says, he's saying the bracha, v'miyad achar hanatir lo yivorech. He's not saying the bracha before. Ein tzoch lahamtem al hanigus, v'gam hanigu v'ein liyakev, yesh machamesh alei yivorech adachar sheinakev yodach. You shouldn't say the bracha till after you dry your hands. Why did Svir Lahu? Then Rach Rasar me Adai Marachar Anigur. Well, Svir Lahu does the bracha Adaim Shin Rach Rosh and Rale. But that's our first command, okay? Arches Hachayim, that's the Malbim. Of course, it was Seder Ayom. Seder Ayom is, I think, based on Arizal. It's a Sefer. Shema Yigam Rabbi Malbusha Vachi Yitol. Because Kozman, you don't wash until Sionaham, you have Ruch Rosh around your dime. So if you're going to touch your clothing, somehow the Ruch Rosh will be transferred to the clothing. So not a smart idea. The Gemara Lamashma came, the Gemara would appear it's not a problem. The Gemara says he gets dressed, and then he washes and kills your dime afterwards. It seems to be against what the Arizal said. Isa bit Ruch is daf and Aleph. Al Tito Chaluk Chashachris Meyat Shamesh Vitilbash Shum Sakonis Mazikin. The Shamish didn't wash his hands. I didn't wash my hands either. But I shouldn't take it from the Shamish. But they might tell Sarkonis Mazikin. Aliyat Lehu Biatzmo, Mimokam Shirusham, Afilo Oso Hashamish Kranotol Yodok. Even if the Shamish did wash until the Sedan, why shouldn't I take the clothing from him? What's wrong? Still, Aminu Bigimor, Rose, it's not the Kran of Yodorak, Bacham Shem Klot Kono. Out of respect for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because man was created, the Tzelem Elokim, that we should wash our face. The Gemara says, like they used to wash, they used to have statues of the emperor all over the empire. So they used to wash the statue of the emperor every day, out of respect. So we should wash our faces, because we were all created, the Tzelem Elokim. That's not what it means. It doesn't mean that God has the same facial features that we have. God doesn't have a body. But then, Derech Moshon. Loshen Mushon. The man is B'Tselem Rakim, so we should wash our bodies. Keep our body clean and healthy. Ruch is hard upon the ground, but before you. We bid you say, no shein ha'na ho'chum v'cheifim, et soch l'ruch et srag l'chakris. Yeah, that's if you go barefoot. The Rambam writes, where before you daven, you have to wash your feet. Because the Rambam lived in a country where the people walked barefoot. So you want to have clean feet when you daven. The Ravid is Masa Manderam. Why should he wash his feet? The Ravid lived in France. So they walked around with shoes on. They didn't walk barefoot. They didn't walk barefoot. So there's no need to wash their feet. So again. So washing the Tibbus Adayim to get rid of the Ruach Ra. The question is, to prepare, get rid of the Ruach Ra and to prepare for davening. So the question is, let's say, person wakes up, I wake up at 6:30. I don't get to daven until 7:35. So I'm going to have to, after I wake up, then I'm going to have to put on my shoes, I'm going to have to do a lot of things in between. Washing my hands in the morning, first thing in the morning. And then davening. So maybe I should only say the bracha on the Tibbus Adayim later on. But that's when he quotes later. I think the Chayyodim quotes that was the practice of the Vilna Gaon. But the Vilna Gaon used to wash with the bracha on the Tibbus Adayim before Mincha, before Ma'ariv. So for sure, he wouldn't say the bracha first thing in the morning. on Perek Zadat, who said the last time they would wash before davening. Okay, so the Vilna Gaon is consistent. But the question of everybody else, you wash a mincha now, you don't say bracha on Perek Zadat. So what about the Anitiva Sadaim in the morning before Shachar? Should you save it for the last time that you're going to wash before you're davening? Or should you say Anitiva Sadaim first thing in the morning when you're washing it? So Rebbe Kivege writes that his practice was, he didn't say, Rebbe Kivege wrote Ha'oris on the Derech HaChaim Siddur. Derech HaChaim is by the Nesidus. He quotes them all the time. Every page he quotes from the Derech HaChaim Siddur. So Rebbe Kivege wrote to use to correspond with the Nesidus. He writes in his Ha'oris on the Derech HaChaim. But his practice is, his personal practice is, he washes until the same time with their prophet. The next time he washes before he's about to die. That you say the bracha on the last time you're going to wash before you daven. You shouldn't say the bracha on the morning. Then he says that's nishitasa. After yesh litcha is the ukoi shan nishitasa. Pasuk shan kia rosh tzach lebrach b'chol tefillah. Minchai ma'ariv also. Yeah, so then Shachris is say Avatar Sadaim. The last time you wash before he done Shachris. We don't say a bracha by Mikhamba. Maybe you shouldn't postpone the bracha Avatar Sadaim till the last time you wash before Davin. He says, no, before from Yasir Ter Masas Ben Chayyot. Zaliba da Rosh Bufade Yasir. So that's what he recommends. You should only say the bracha Avatar Sadaim. The last time you're going to wash before Davin. Someone told me the rabbi really has in his sefer, not so, he doesn't do it. Okay. What does it say, 9 up 7? Oh, it's after 9. Okay, let's stop here. In the middle of 6 hours.